you wonderful people. Welcome back to Wonder-Filled Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Soul. So today, let's talk about some tiny little heroes that are doing some big work. Bees. Did you know that a single bee makes only about 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in its entire life? That means that it takes the hard work of many bees together just to fill one small spoon. Bees don't work alone. They communicate. They actually dance to show each other where flowers are and how far away they are. A wiggly little dance that shares big directions. In just one day, a single bee can visit up to 5,000 flowers. That's about one flower every 17 seconds, all day long without a rest. And thanks to bees, about 1/3 of the food we eat, fruits, vegetables, and nuts, can all exist. And here's something even sweeter. The honey bees make from all that teamwork never spoils. Honey can last for thousands of years. It's even been found in the tombs of Egyptian mummies. Bees show us something important. Small and shared effort with others can create something that lasts. So next time you really want to get something done, work together, just like the bees. So I hope your ears are clean, because it's time to listen to Chapter 18. Chapter 18, Yellow Jacket.
I can't believe they banned us from the roller rink, Davy complained as the three friends pedaled down the road toward the woods.
The nearly full moon illuminated the road just enough for the boys to see where they were going in the dark.
There was a lot of hate toward Jace in that room, Kai said. Those girls were preparing to riot.
That speech by Sarah Stadler was inspiring, Davy proclaimed. I even started to dislike him by the end.
With a power of persuasion like that, she will probably be governor someday, Kai added.
Can you imagine being despised by the governor of your state?
Maybe she will be president, Davy continued.
For goodness sake, you guys, Jace interrupted. I thought I could smooth it over. How was I supposed to know that Kelly's uncle died in a car crash last year?
We tried to tell you that you were just going to make things worse, but you didn't listen, Kai said. Now we can't ever go roller skating. Smooth move, dude.
Jace stood and pumped the pedals, trying to outrun the uncomfortable conversation. Kai followed close behind as they approached the path to the woods.
Hey, wait up, Davy called, struggling with the bulky canvas bag strapped to his back.
It was the first night at the fort since last fall, and they stuffed all the requisite gear into one heavy canvas bag. Since Davy was the odd man out when they flipped coins, he had the privilege of carrying it to the woods. The bikes picked up speed, racing down the hill toward the tree line as an engine roared to life from the shadows. A set of headlights illuminated the hillside as the engine growled like a large beast. It leaped from the shadows and raced toward the road. Suddenly awash in light and noise, Davy let out a high-pitched, prolonged scream that startled Jason Kai more than the sudden presence of a car. Davy pumped his legs as fast as he could, and in seconds passed between his friends in a frantic blur.
Run! He found us!
Davy bellowed in terror. Suddenly worried, Kai increased his speed to match his friend.
Who found us? Jace called ahead to Davy. Mad Max!
Davy wailed as the tires of the car behind them spun against the gravel road and the engine roared like a dragon seeking its treasure.
I'm too young to be chopped to pieces!
The tree line was coming up fast.
We're almost to the woods! He can't drive in there!
Jace called. The bike wheels clattered and buzzed against the packed dirt as they catapulted into the trees. They still moved urgently, but felt a sense of relief that they had lost their pursuer in the trees. A moment later, they heard crashing and scratching of branches, pawing at metal as the car careened down the narrow path.
He's driving down the path! Jace screamed. Split up! Meet at the fort!
Kai hollered as he careened his bike down a path to the right. The low headlights continued to push through the branches. Davy went wide on a dark turn and crashed into the underbrush.
Jace hurtled by, leaving his friend alone in the shadows. The car slid to a stop, a stone's throw away from the location of Davy's crash. The wide door creaked open, and a dark silhouette squeezed out of the driver's seat. Kai jumped off his bike in front of the fort and allowed the momentum to carry it into a nearby bush. He sprang to the loft ladder and pulled it down. Jace skidded to a halt a moment later and leaped toward the ladder as well. They scrambled like frightened squirrels to the loft and peered through the gaps in the wallboards. Watching the shadowy path, they both prayed to see Davy sprint into the clearing. Davy shook the cobwebs out of his brain and sprang off like a frightened rabbit. The shadow behind the headlights yelled for him to stop, then continued to chase on foot. Davy had a good head start on his pursuer and was close enough to sprint for the fort. If he could get there in time, he could climb to the loft and pull the ladder up for safety. Heaving back and forth awkwardly under the weight of the backpack, Davy was in a nightmare. It felt as if he was being chased by Frankenstein's monster, but his legs seemed like they were made of lead. With each step, he anticipated an icy grip on his throat. Having navigated the path 100 times, he moved sure-footed through the dark. The clearing was a few strides away when he felt the jerk of a hand grabbing his pack. "Just stop for a sec. I want to tell you something," the voice from behind urged. Davy slipped his arms out of the straps and dropped the pack the way a lizard releases its tail. He ran with renewed speed and vigor into the clearing and toward the safety of the loft. The large pack of supplies dropped at the feet of the pursuer unexpectedly and sent him tumbling into the underbrush. The boys heard a low groan from the trees, followed by a sudden yelp.
Ow!
Slap.
Ow!
Slap.
Ow, 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 oh, ow!
Slap, 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 slap. In the moonlight, a skinny figure danced out of the shadows of the trees, swatting at himself and creating a fuss. "Oh, wow," Jace proclaimed. "It looks like he found a nest of yellow jackets." Davy had just pulled himself into the safety of the fort and was still gasping. "Where is the yellow jacket hive? In the trees?" "No, they nest in the ground," Kai explained. "You could walk over them 100 times and never know they're there. But if you rile them up, watch out." "My sister peed on a yellow jacket nest one time and got stung on the butt 3 times, Jace added. "She couldn't sit down for a week." Finally, escaping the fury of the stinging insects, the stranger hobbled into the clearing.
"Kai!"
he yelled toward the fortress.
"I know you're up there!"
All three friends looked at one another as they suddenly recognized the voice as Kai's brother, Rylan. Clearing his throat awkwardly from time to time, Rylan continued yelling up toward the fort as he circled like a hungry tiger.
"I need to talk to you about this money you've got. You're in danger."
He sounded urgent. Davy and Jace looked worried as they glanced toward Kai. He met their gaze with a slow, deadpan shake of his head. He had been dealing with his older brother's manipulation for years and recognized his efforts to muscle in on a financial opportunity.
"Some really bad dudes from high school found out about your money."
Rylan paced below and continued the dire warning.
"They're coming to rip this place apart in order to find it. I came to warn you."
He cleared his throat again and paused to rub his eyes. The friends in the loft hid like frightened mice, avoiding a cat. Davy looked with pleading eyes toward Kai. He silently asked,
"What are we gonna do?"
Kai held up his index finger in a way to urge a moment's more patience.
"You're lucky I found out about the plan. These guys will hurt you."
Rylan snorted several times as he leaped for the end of the ladder.
"Let me up, would you?"
"Go away, Rylan," Kai finally yelled over the edge of the platform. "I know what you're trying to do."
"Kai, oh, thank goodness."
He faked an overwhelming concern as he stuck a finger in his ear and pawed like he was trying to clear a bubble after swimming.
"I thought I was too late."
Backing up to see over the high platform, Rylan stepped into the moonlight.
Let's make a deal to stop this before everything gets out of hand.
Kai had been in these negotiations before. The threat of doom is narrowly averted by the influence of Rylan. All it would require is a portion of his windfall.
I'm pretty sure I can stop them from coming out here.
Rylan wheezed and coughed.
Make me a partner, and I will go right now and put a stop to it.
What's wrong with him? Davy asked as he peeked through a knothole in the wood and saw Rylan scratching randomly all over his body.
He's acting all spazzy. 25%,
Rylan continued.
Equal parts for everybody.
He groaned and gasped for a raspy breath. In the moonlight, Davy noticed Rylan's face was strangely misshapen. His eyes were red and swollen, his face puffy, and his left ear stuck out at an odd angle.
Oh my gosh! Your brother is turning into a zombie!
Davy proclaimed in a hushed whisper.
What?
Jason Kai both peeked out the window just in time to have an expertly thrown dirt clod explode on the roof just above their position.
Rylan, you need to go home and take your antihistamine medicine,
Kai yelled, realizing the seriousness of the situation.
You're having an allergic reaction to the bees.
I'm fine. Just need to sit a minute,
Rylan replied weakly.
Bee allergies can be deadly, Rylan.
Kai stuck his head out the window and spoke sternly to his brother.
You need to go home now and take your medicine.
Rylan swooned.
I'll make you a deal,
he proclaimed, just before crumpling to the ground.
Rylan!
Kai screamed as he hurtled out of the tree fort. He hit the ground hard and felt his ankle pop as he crumbled under the force. Pain shot up his leg, but he ignored it as he hopped up and ran awkwardly toward where his brother lay on the ground. Kai skidded to a stop beside him and brought his ear close to his brother's mouth.
Checking for breathing, he whispered to himself.
He could hear labored breaths littered with wheezes and crackles.
This isn't good,
he announced as Davy and Jace showed up simultaneously.
What do we do now?
Jace was frantic while Davy bounced nervously.
Oh my gosh, was he bitten by a zombie?
Davy questioned desperately.
Shut up, idiot.
Jace answered,
he's having an allergic reaction to bees.
What?
Did they sting him?
Davy asked.
No, they tickled him, and he can't stop laughing,
Jace responded sarcastically. Gathering himself, Kai announced boldly,
he needs his medicine, which means we need to get him home right now.
How are we going to get him there? Jace questioned.
You live like 2 miles away.
We have to carry him, Kai replied.
2 miles? Davy asked. That will take hours.
Kai began to lift at his knees.
Not 2 miles, more like 200 feet.
He nodded toward the headlights of Rylan's car filtering through the trees.
Each of you grab an arm. Hurry.
Davy and Jace were dumbstruck, but dutifully picked up the torso of the older kid, while Kai lifted his legs like a wheelbarrow. They trotted as fast as they could, only stumbling once. Arriving at the car, they thrust the unconscious Rylan into the back seat with Davy. Kai jumped into the driver's seat, and Jace hopped into the shotgun spot. The engine roared to life, and a rock anthem pounded out of the speakers.
You gotta fight for your right!
Toot! Kai screamed for Davy to keep Rye's head tipped back and make sure his chest was moving as he slammed the car into reverse and tromped on the gas. Gravel spit out from under the tires as he spun the wheel to the right to avoid a tree.
I didn't know you could drive, Jace proclaimed doubtfully.
I can't, Kai confessed. I just watch how my mom does it, and I played a bunch of pole position at the arcade. He jerked the wheel back and forth to keep the vehicle centered on the overgrown path. A moment later, the car burst out of the trees onto a dirt road. Kai spun the wheel again. The front end of the hot rod swung like a tilt-a-whirl at the county fair and kicked up a shower of rocks and dust. When the car settled to a stop, it was facing directly down the middle of the road.
How's he doing?
Kai inquired over his shoulder.
Still wheezing,
Davy replied with an edge of concern.
Let's go!
Jace drummed on the dashboard in time with the music as the singer's voice screamed. Kai pulled the gear shift down to the letter D and tore off down the dark road.
Less than 5 minutes later, the primer gray Camaro roared into the driveway of Kai's house. Kai raced inside and a few moments later emerged with a small bottle of pink syrup. He popped open the back door and Davey tumbled out onto the cement. Kai and Davey tugged at Ryland's armpits as Jace pushed from the inside. Ryland groaned half-heartedly. At the sudden sign of life, Kai slapped his brother's face sharply and his eyes opened wide. "Here, Rye, drink this." He prayed that his brother wouldn't refuse or question. Ryland grabbed the bottle and tipped it against his swollen lips. After two gulps, he handed it back to Kai and slumped into Davy's arms once again. His face was pale and sweat beaded on his skin. "What are you going to tell your parents?" Jace inquired as the trio worked to drag Ryland toward the house. "I don't know. We may have to call 911 if this medicine doesn't work." Kai grunted as he kicked open the screen door and pulled his brother headfirst into the foyer. Rye's room was located down a few stairs to the right. They dropped him once on the stairs, but it took only a minute before they deposited him into his bed. The three friends emerged from the basement expecting apparent inquisition. Instead, they found a note taped to the banister. It read, "Rye, we went to the casino with Darnell and Judy. We will be back late. Kai is spending the night in the woods with his friends. I left $10 for pizza. Don't get into any trouble. Love, Mom."
"Wow, you got lucky, dude,"
Jace marveled as he pulled open the snack cupboard and withdrew a handful of fruit snack packages. He tossed one to each of his friends.
"I messed up my ankle jumping out of the fort,"
Kai grimaced as he propped his foot upon a stool. "Does it hurt here?" Davy poked the ankle with a finger, and Kai squirmed with discomfort. "It looks like we have to amputate. I'll get the saw." Davy marched out of the room, and both Kai and Jace chuckled at his charade.
"Do you think it's broken?"
Jace asked as he gnawed a gummy snack.
"I didn't feel it until we got here, so probably not. But now it hurts like crazy."
"There's an ankle brace in the hall closet. I can put that on and take an aspirin. It should be fine." Kai hobbled out of the kitchen and returned a few minutes later carrying the brace and a small stack of cash.
"What are you going to do with the money?" Davy asked.
"I'm putting an end to this," Kai replied. "This will pay back my loan and give him some extra for his car."
"Do you think that will get him off our backs?" Jace questioned.
"I don't know," Kai admitted, "but it's better than going through all this again." After lacing up the canvas brace, he checked on his sleeping brother. The wheezing was almost gone, and his face seemed less red and swollen. Kai sighed with relief. The medicine was doing its job. He dropped the small stack of bills on the nightstand before limping out of the room and closing the door behind him.
Well, that's today's Wonder-Filled Stories. And before you go, take a breath. Notice where you are, and remember, small moments can hold big meanings. Try one thing today that helps you grow, one thing that gets you moving, and one thing that lets your creativity shine. If you want to know more of what we're up to, check us out at jasonsoul.com and become part of the Wonder Club, a place for curious kids who love learning and imagining together. Thanks for spending this moment with us. Remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices, you could live with good consequences, and not the other way around. Until next time, stay curious, be kind to yourself, and keep your wonder wide open.